Snow machine accidents can be tragic in rural Alaska. A week ago, three lives were lost when a snow machine went through the ice in Nutok. Sometimes the outcome is concerning, but happy. And as KOTZ's Susan Bucknell reports, four Kotzebue youth are lucky following a close call when their machine went underwater earlier this week. Bucknell speaks with Lucy Nordlum, who was first on the scene.
I couldn't see a sign of the snow machine, so it obviously went under. Yeah, and then four little figures came out. They had to start walking toward me, and then I said, hey, you lose something?
Lucy Nordlum of Kotzebue was in the right place at the right time, just before dark.
Must have been about 4:30, 5 o'clock, I decided to go skiing.
Nordlum skied across the lagoon behind Kotzebue and up Cemetery Hill.
And just as I climbed it, a group of kids, I didn't realize there was four kids on one machine. It was getting a little dark, so I didn't really see them very well. And they went up the hill a little ways and then went back down the other side. I kind of saw that they were headed for that spot by the east end of the runway, and I knew there was a creek there. I mean, everybody knows it's a dangerous spot. But these kids, I mean, you could see clearly, I mean, it had froze over, but it had a sheen on it where there was no snow. They just headed that way, and I was headed home, so I stopped a minute. They were quite a ways away, I would say maybe 500 feet or so. I noticed all of a sudden that there was no snow machine noise, and then I saw them scrambling, and then, yeah, and then four little figures came out. And I started going toward them, and I knew the snow machine had gotten in the water. They had to start walking toward me, and then I just kind of said, hey, you lose something? And they just, they were pretty cold by then. I think one of them had gone up to his underarms, and the other three seemed to have gotten a little wet. I mean, their feet were obviously wet, and their hands from crawling out. I think the oldest one might have been about 10 or 11, but the other ones were pretty small. I mean, they looked like they were 8 or 9. So anyway, I had my cell phone, luckily, with me.
But Nordlum said her cell phone was kind of cold and wouldn't work very well, and she couldn't reach the oldest boy's parents. So she called her son's house.
So I said, some boys fell through the ice. I'm walking them toward the road other side of the second bridge. Could you meet me over there with them? It was quite a walk. They lined up behind me, and I skied in front. I had my dog with me, and we just kept going toward the road. They were pretty distraught by then. They were crying and saying they were cold, and we finally got over there about the time she got there, so luckily she had picked up a few blankets, so we kind of wrapped them in the blankets as we put them in the car. So anyway, each one of them told her where to drop them off, so she dropped them off at their homes. I don't feel like I did anything extraordinary. All I did was get them over to the road. I was lucky. I had gone skiing earlier. I just happened to be there, so it turned out okay.
I bet those parents are really thankful, if the kids even told them.
Sharon Milbacher, who had the presence of mind to bring blankets in the car and who drove the boys to their homes, agrees with Nordlum that after getting themselves out of the water, probably the kids could have made it to town okay on their own. But, she said, those boys were very scared, they were very cold, and they were crying. Milbacher thinks they were realizing how things could have turned out differently. This is Susan Bucknell.